and then you go to see the medium of medium.
Yes, the medium of medium.
You didn't know that she was that famous. She didn't the mark, no. But you knew she was good. She came well recommended.
She came well recommended. This is Gary Schwartz's lab, the Human Energy Systems Laboratory at the University of Arizona, and Gary, for the most part, just works with the cream of the crop, medium wise. So he and he had worked with Allison before and believed that she had genuine talent or a gift or whatever. So she had been recruited for this particular study. And I love this study because it's a little off my topic in that it's not designed to prove anything necessarily, but it was called the Asking Questions Study. And it was a bunch of four mediums asking two dead people, discarnates as they say, asking them the things we all want to know, such as, what's the weather like there? Do you eat? Do you have sex? What are you wearing? What's it like? Is it boring? I mean, there were 30 questions about the afterlife that were posed by these mediums. Anyway, she was one of those mediums.
And discarnate being the new politically correct term, sort of PC, sort of
like developmentally disabled. Yes, sort of they all begin with D.
Okay, good. So discarnate.
Yes, the discarnate. Because, as Gary said, Gary calls it the death hypothesis, as in nobody's proved that we die.
Well, that's actually sort of endorsed that. That's an interesting way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Now, were the discarnates warm to the inquiries? Did they seem to want to go down this road?
The discarnates were fine, but the mediums, some of them were not. You get a lot of responses like, I'm not getting anything for this. No, nothing. You know, I don't think they enjoyed this particular task. It was so specific, and it's very, you know, they're used to just reporting what comes in over
right.
the wire service.
So they're there asking, and they're asking questions about sex in the afterlife or pleasure and all the
what comes up? What do you do all day? Et cetera.
And what do they hear?
So, I'll tell you some highlights. Okay, this was one response. It's Florida without the humidity. and here's a good one. What do you do? Well, I'm seeing her eating. I like this. Do you eat all day? Also, fat people are thin in the afterlife.
Yep.
Okay. Someone asked about music, and unfortunately, the Carpenters. Was what came through.
Get out.
I'm serious. I'm sorry.
That's what they said?
That's what one of the answers was. There wasn't a lot of agreement from, you know, medium to medium.
Now, to be very clear, when they were saying all that you were hearing is music from the Carpenters, were they in heaven or hell? Because that would be important to know, isn't it?
This is my personal hell.
Yeah. I mean, could that be, were they embracing that idea of the Carpenters all the time, or...
And my very favorite was, I wish I could look this up for you. Can I quickly, it'll only take me a second, because I want to get the wording right.
This is fine. So
here it is, I found it.
This is a report from the medium that they heard back from one of the discarnates.
Yes, from one of the, question, are there angels? Answer, yeah, but they've got their own clique going. They've got their own little deal going on.
So it's just like high school.
It's just like high school.
All right. So then this was the medium from medium that was involved with this.
Yeah.
And were you able to get like a personal reading?
Yes.
Or do you get an idea of what
yes.
is going on around you?
I'll tell you what. Okay, this was when she was doing her thing there, and I was sitting on the sidelines, and there was a man who was filming for something. I forget what. And she's going through, she was actually doing a different study at this moment. And she stopped the proceedings and she said, I just have to say I'm getting information from her mother and his father, meaning my mother, who is dead. And it's this guy's father was dead.
And had you told her your mother was dead?
No.
Did that freak you out a little bit?
No, it didn't at the time because, you know, I'm 46 and a lot of people's mothers are dead at that point.
But...
So, you know, that wasn't, a little bit, but not compared to what came later.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Don't you love how I build the suspense?
No, you're doing great. I love it.
So, all right. So after the experiment, I said, could you tell me, you know, some things, did anything else come through? I'm just curious. you know, about, because my mother is dead. And so she did a little reading. She kind of does this odd thing where she sits, you know, she's just sitting in a chair. She's not, you know, she doesn't look hokey or anything. She's very nicely dressed, and but she has a pad of paper, and she scribbles. She's constantly scribbling as she gets these transmissions, or whatever you call them. So she said okay, and she you know, she told me some things. A lot of them were vague things that could apply to a lot of people, such as a cat in a window, a woman with gray hair, a ring on the finger, you know, stuff that, you know, I was like, okay, these usual stuff. So then, you know, that was that. And I'm talking to Gary Schwartz, and we're bickering about something, I don't know. And then Allison said to me, she's across the room now, she said, an hourglass that you turn over, does your brother have one? And my brother collects hourglasses.
Okay.
Okay.
That gets your attention.
That was not something. Even if she had my social security number, even if she had hired a PI to do an investigation on me before I came, she would not know that Rip collects hourglasses. So that was an odd coincidence, or she was picking something up.
The odds of that being a coincidence, I think, are pretty high. I mean, that's an extraordinarily obscure thing.
If she said
timepieces, then you might say, oh, he's got a watch. I mean, that wouldn't be that big a deal.
Right.
But to say hourglass. And to make it a precious thing for him really reaches beyond, I would think, you know, statistical probabilities on this. But again, what can you, as a science investigator, how does science apply to that moment?
This is the difficulty with trying to investigate something like mediumship, because from what little I know about these people, it seems that, you know, sometimes it's almost like tuning a radio. You get to that point and something comes through. You can't quite, you know, it's not there all the time, but so, you know, if the atmospheric conditions are right and boop, something comes through, but you can't sit down in a lab and just do it on command, it seems. Because most of the stuff she said didn't fit my mother at all. So clearly, you know, the tuner wasn't in the right place at that moment. And then something changed, and it was. I mean, that is the only way I can imagine it. And how are you supposed to study that?